Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Tea with Tresetta. In this week's episode, I sit down with Andrea White, who is the CEO of Elite Coaching with Andrea. And Andrea has over 20 years of business and entrepreneurial experience. She has successfully worked with professionals and small businesses all across the United States through one-on-one coaching, workshops, and keynote presentations to increase their leadership intelligence, influence, income, position, performance, and of course, profits. She holds a bachelor's degree in health administration and a master's degree in organizational management. Andrea is most excited and fulfilled when she is able to serve others, create extraordinary events and experiences, and support people and businesses to be their very best. And in our conversation, Andrea shares with me how she works with businesses and leaders, or people who want to move from a 9-to-5 into business ownership, and teaches them that you have to be a leader first, and so that you can work in your business and not just on your business. And so one of the things that she does is she helps them to understand how to increase their emotional intelligence, communication, conflict management, and to lead and manage change. And so it's really important in this day and age that you work on those soft skills. And I'll admit, we got into pretty much a heated conversation in a good way, or I should say more of a passionate conversation about the importance of soft skills, not just for us adults as leaders, but also for students and for young people, because we want them to be best prepared for the life that is ahead of them. And so I had a great time chatting with Andrea, and I know that you will enjoy our conversation as well. Before we dive into the rest of the episode and into the interview that I had with Andrea, I want to share with you an opportunity to work with me live in person here in the great city of Tallahassee, Florida on Saturday, November the 23rd. I am hosting Vision 2020, The Wait is Over. And in this event, I am going to be walking a small group of people through the exact same process that I use to plan out my year. So we're going to actually get clear on our vision, set some goals, and then be walking through the process of creating the action plan, the next steps, the tasks that we need to actually complete in order to manifest that vision, in order to actually achieve and attain those goals that we set. So if that sounds like you, if you're ready to actually take action on your vision and become that goal getter, then I would love to have you join me on Saturday, November the 23rd for Vision 2020, because you have been waiting long enough. Your dream, your vision, your goal, your destiny has been waiting long enough, and it is time for you to step into what God has called you to do. And I want to help you move in that journey, move down that pathway. And so I hope that you will join me. You can find more information about how to join me on November 23rd at TresettaAlexander.com/Vision2020. So you can grab your tickets there. Again, seats are going to be limited to a very small number of people just because the nature of the work. We're going to be doing a serious deep dive. And so it's difficult to do that with a large group. So space is limited to only 15 people for this particular event. All right. And I don't want to belabor the point any longer. Let's go ahead and dive into my interview with Andrea White.
Welcome back to Tea with Tresetta. I am your host, Tresetta Alexander, and today I am sitting down with Andrea White. Andrea is the CEO of Elite Coaching with Andrea, and she is also another one of my platform sisters. So I've shared, you know, I've had quite a few ladies on the show recently who were in the Dr. Tracy Timberlake's platform program with me. And y'all, these are some amazing, amazing women. And so I'm super excited to have her on the show with me today. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you here. You doing good today? You doing good today?
I am. I'm excited to be here, and I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, awesome. I'm ready for you too. I have, I like to start my show off with some rapid fire questions for you. That helps to get us warmed up, and it gives the audience an opportunity to see a little bit more of your personal side. So they're just really lighthearted, easy questions just to get the conversation going. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia.
Where do you live now?
I live in Jacksonville, Florida right now.
And okay, of course, this is the Tea with Tresetta show. And when I record the solo episodes, I'm always drinking some tea, and I like to share with the audience what flavor tea I'm drinking. And so my next question is, what is your favorite drink?
My favorite drink is coffee.
Oh,
coffee.
Okay, now I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, now are you a black and strong, or you like a little something something in your coffee?
So I'm getting better because I'm getting older. I'm conscious of how much sugar I take in. So, you know, I started like it was like a little coffee with my cream and sugar, but now I'm sort of laying off the sugar. I'm more seeing sort of almond milk. And I don't drink as much coffee as I used to, but it just brings me such delight when I have just a really good cup of coffee.
I am with you. Now I am, you know, I am a big fan of tea, but I love a nice cup of strong coffee. But I started putting almond milk in my coffee as well. And then I don't do as much sugar. So like maybe just like one teaspoon of sugar. I have been delivered from the little coffee with the cream and sugar from ages ago. Yeah. So anyway, didn't mean to go off on that little tangent, but so what's your favorite pastime?
My favorite pastime is, I'm an introvert. And so I am okay with like being home, being still, reading a book, you know, just jotting down ideas. I'm sort of a homebody. And so I'm okay just being home and being still because I'm going so much that when I finally have a moment to myself, I just enjoy being still and being quiet. Yeah, nothing exciting.
It's exciting to you. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned reading as one of them. And the last rapid fire question I have is, besides the Bible, what book has had its greatest impact on you?
You know, one of my, I thought about this, one book that I've read on more than one occasion is The Purpose Driven Life.
Rick Warren.
Yeah, so I really have enjoyed that book on a few occasions. I would say The Purpose Driven Life.
What is it about that book that really impacted you?
You know, the way that it sort of lays out, and then it gets to the end and it says, your purpose is, you know, when I went into reading it the first time, I was thinking that it would sort of get to sort of this unique sort of purpose, or, you know, some type of formula or strategy to figure out like what your purpose is. Yeah. And then it gets in and it's like, your purpose is to bring others, you know, to the Lord, like, you know, point blank, that's it, period, the end. It's not about you. Your unique purpose. This is what it's all about. And so I just really appreciated the way that it was laid out. And then, you know, the final sort of click was, you know, this is it. This is it for any believer. It's not rocket science either. Right. Like, this is it.
Right. I do think we overcomplicate things sometimes.
Yeah. So. Yes, I'm good for that one.
I'm guilty too. I'm raising my hand. Y'all can't see me, but I'm raising my hand. I'm guilty too. Oh, that's so awesome. I love it. I really enjoyed the book myself as well. So I can attest to that. And I will make sure to include a link to the book on Amazon in the show notes for anyone who might be interested in checking it out who hasn't already. Yeah. So I want to shift gears a little bit and dive into the meat of our interview today. But before we get into that, I know we know where you grew up and where you live now and some other little neat tidbits about you, but tell us a little bit more about yourself and your business and how you help people.
So on the personal side, I always chuckle because I think a lot of women start with, I am the mom of. So, you know, when you start talking about your personal side. So I am the mom of two young men. My oldest is 24 and has graduated from college, and he has started his career at Fidelity, which is awesome. He loves it. And he'll also be playing semi-pro basketball this coming fall with a new team. Uh-huh. And my youngest son will be 16 next week.
Oh, wow.
He's going into the 11th grade. So I'm almost to freedom. I'm almost to freedom.
Come on and join the club.
Yes, I'm almost to freedom. And he is likely to follow in his brother's footsteps in terms of being on a full basketball scholarship, which is awesome, you know, that my oldest son came out of school debt-free.
That's awesome.
And so my youngest son is sort of on that way as well. So I have two young men that I have had the awesome responsibility of raising solo, which is a different story within itself. I grew up in a suburb of Atlanta called College Park, Georgia, mm-hmm. and I moved to Jacksonville, Florida, the fall of 2014.
Oh, so you're relatively new to Florida.
Yes, I am. And I was actually born here, but never lived here. You know, I might come here for a summer or two, you know, to visit family, but spent all of my life in Atlanta. And I came here to take a job, a 9-to-5 job. So in Atlanta, I was running a pretty successful consulting company, my own company. Mm-hmm. And when my oldest son went off to college, I really had to get into, or at least I thought I did. Needed to get into a 9-to-5 because my company had me traveling like a lot. And so with my oldest son being gone, I needed to sort of 9-to-5 it Monday through Friday to, you know, be home with my youngest son. And so I moved here for a job. And after being in that job for 4 years, I was laid off.
Oh, no.
And so I was having this conversation with a really good friend probably like a week ago. And at the time when it happened, when I was offered the position in 2014, I kind of thought it, I was like, oh, like this is a perfect opportunity. God is sending it to me. It's all lined up, the timing. It was a director of organizational development position. I have a master's degree in organizational management. Like, it's all in alignment. And then when I was laid off, I was like, you didn't even pray about that. You didn't pray about it. You didn't, you know, like, is this what you want me to do? You just kind of made an assumption because it kind of was like good timing and alignment, right, and things like that. And I, in essence, I shut down my company for this job, and then I was laid off. And I knew I was going to be laid off. And so those coming weeks of the pending layoff, I started my new company, which is Elite Leadership Coaching by Andrea. And, you know, it's a little bit different now because my previous company, I had it from 2005 to 2014. And during those years, it was more about face-to-face, getting on an airplane, go do your thing, meet with your clients, et cetera, et cetera. Did really well. I made over six figures in my consulting company previously.
That's awesome.
And you know, pivot into 2018, starting my new business again. And now there's this whole sort of online presence, you know, that you got to have. I do think we're swinging back to relationship though.
I do too. Yeah, I agree with you.
And so in starting my company this time, Elite Leadership Coaching by Andrea, it really builds off of a 25-year career of traveling across the country, working with businesses and people to increase their performance, their position, their income, and their profits. And so I tend to sort of look at my business as two buckets. And one bucket really works with career professionals who are interested in career advancement. I have a pretty strong HR background. And so I know what it means to, you know, what needs to happen for you to advance in your career. You know, from resumes, to interviews, to asking for a pay raise, to leadership development. And then the other bucket, because I have a really strong business background, I'm able to really work with people around building their own business or growing their own business as well. And so career professionals and business owners are my heart. I love to be of service. I am on purpose when I'm helping people to be their very best.
I love it. Yeah. I love that you tied it into, tied in what you do to your purpose and how, you know, that is, that's when you're operating and your best self is when you're doing the thing that you were created to do. And so I love that. And tell me a little bit more about these three buckets. You started talking about helping with performance, and I didn't get these in order, but performance and profit and income. What does that work actually look like?
And so when you're working with career professionals, 9-to-5 people that are interested in having a career, they're not interested in starting a business. Mm-hmm. You know, people really want to figure out how to advance.
Right.
And so a lot of that work is centered around helping them to understand how to increase their own performance. And so that includes, you know, what's happening in our businesses today, is a loss of actually soft skills.
True.
And so really helping people to harness the power of their emotional intelligence, conflict management, being able to manage and lead through change. And one of the things that I really work with clients on is understanding that you can be a formal or informal leader. And most often, you know, career professionals get hung up on a leadership title. And often before you actually get a leadership title, you have to function as a leader, you know, informally. And so really working with people to build out a personal career action plan to be able to function in an informal leadership role first, and then that builds into, you know, a formal leadership role, which increases their, you know, by that they are increasing their performance, they're increasing their position, and they're increasing their income. And then from the business side, helping business owners to understand, one of the things that I, trends that I see with people that are starting businesses, especially now, you know, people are fabulous. They have exciting ideas and they want to go and start a business. But they really, you know, don't really understand that to really, own a business, you have to be a leader. And so one of the key things that I work with people on, especially that are making a switch from a 9-to-5 to running their own business, is leading as a CEO. And so helping people to understand how to not only work in your business, but how to work on your business.
I love that.
Yeah. And so, you know, by doing that, that looks like increasing your business's performance, your business's position, your business's sales and profits. And so I typically work around the 7 pillars that I know have worked with businesses that I've worked with in the past. So that's leading as a CEO, selling with confidence, being crystal clear about your customers, developing products and services that really sell, pricing for profits, and putting together online and offline strategies that really create raving customers, and then helping people to know how to build and grow their business from wherever they are. And so that's what that looks like when I'm working with people that are wanting to start or grow their business.
I really what you said about the degradation of soft skills in this workforce that we have, I definitely have been seeing that myself. Do you have any specific viewpoints on what has, you know, what the cause of that is?
So I have the fortunate experience of working in HR for a number of years and doing so across the country. That's one experience. But also the other experience of being a mom of, you know, a 24-year-old, a millennial, and a 16-year-old, and just sort of seeing how the school system and the educational system is having an impact on how our young people think and experience. Communication. And then in working with professionals across the country, I think the interesting thing is what I see more often than not is people sort of getting stuck in situations. And so if they are sort of frustrated, not engaged in their position, they tend to sort of look down instead of looking up and looking out. And when you look up and out, that's when you have to really pull in your communication skills.
Right.
You have to pull in your emotional intelligence. You have to pull in how to work with challenging people. But for some reason, people kind of look down and get stuck in the situation and don't have the tools to be able to pull some of those soft skills to help them advance in their career.
Yeah, you know, I am still currently working a 9-to-5 job, and I work for a major university for Florida State University for our College of Medicine. And one of the things that the department, I work for our outreach department, and one of the things that we do is we have a academic program. It's a pre-college program. So that's a academic, you know, year long, you know, it goes through the school year. And what we do is we go into the actual classroom to, it's science, and their science class, sometimes math, to help to provide support services for underserved, minority, rural, and underserved populations who for students who have an interest in going into a healthcare field, in the healthcare field. It could be any STEM field, in particular, but our primary focus is in medicine. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we have, because we too have noticed this issue with students not having the soft skills that they need when they get into college and even as they advance on into careers. And so it makes it challenging for them to be successful in the pursuit of furthering their education. And so one of the things that we have really done is we take at least, once or twice a month, if not sometimes more, an entire class period to help the students develop personally and professionally with those soft skills. So we do things like teaching, coping skills, time management, finances, leadership, professionalism, etiquette, so we go and we teach all of those things so that these students are much better prepared for the life that is ahead of them. Because we're really in a serious situation where there's this entitlement that is present because our kids, I don't really necessarily want to say kids, because a lot of these millennials are now, they're adults now, but our younger adult population, they've had access to so much that now they believe, feel that they have this sense of, and not all of them, but a lot of them have this sense of entitlement that it should just come easy. It should just happen overnight. And that's often not the case in real life. There's no microwave career, right.
Business. Yes.
Right. And so there is some work that you have to put in. There's some preparation that you have to put in order to be there. And so I think that the work that you're doing with your clients, both professionally and business owners, is so crucial for the landscape of our workforce and commerce in this day and age, because we have to get back to a place where we're teaching children and adults how to navigate the challenging waters of life. And we've been so focused on these standardized tests and all these different things that we've pushed off to the side the real life skills that students need in order to, and people need, period, in order to be successful in life and in business. And sorry, I didn't mean to go off on that tangent, but this is something that I'm really passionate about. And in order for us to fulfill our potential, in order for us to actually be successful in our purpose, these are some of the things that we need to address. And so I love that that's something that you focus on in your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, the other thing that I see, there is an impact of, social media and, mm-hmm. Google gives you the answer just like that. Even a lot of business coaches that are sort of working with people that are starting their businesses, sort of float this perception to their clients that, you can make money like this, you can make a lot of money like this. And for some people that may be true, but and then you have overnight sensations, right? Mm-hmm. You have YouTube, influencers that sort of one day they're, and then the next day they're like this. But for the vast majority, there's work that you have to do. There's patience that, is required.
Yes.
Even for, adults that are, beginning businesses, depending upon the touch points that they've had, they frequently come in with, an expectation that, it's going to happen like that when, yay if it does, you know, but right. you know, there's mental preparation, you know, that's needed in case it doesn't. You know, and I really try to support my clients and helping them to understand that, you know, if it takes you, you know, this amount of time as you go through that, really take heart and reflect on the lessons that are happening in all of that time, because you'll need that to yeah. continue to sort of propel and to power yourself up. Try not to, you know, get bogged down in the frustration of it all, but really, you know, at the end of the day, what can you learn from it? Yeah. Can you talk to about it? Maybe mm-hmm. they can impart some insight that can help you to get through it. You know, but I just believe that there are, you know, lessons in everything.
I do too.
It doesn't always feel good. You know, mm-hmm. I am in a, you know, this past year I've been in a pruning process, and, you know, like I need some knee pads. You know, I told some, I had, you know, it's painful. And you have to, you know, at least for me, I have to constantly talk to myself about making sure that my heart stays open, to whatever, you know, God is trying to show me or teach me in this particular season as I'm growing this second business.
Yeah. I want to bring out kind of two things that you mentioned. The first is the overnight success, or the perception of this overnight success. And but the thing of the matter is, there really is no such thing as an overnight success. What happens is, when someone goes from obscurity to suddenly being in the spotlight, we don't take into consideration a lot of times the years of preparation, the years of work that the person put in beforehand to get to where they are. You know, if you think about anyone who has had any measure of success, if you really talk to them, if you really ask them, they had at least 10 years before that of work and preparation. And, you know, these people who launch successful online businesses, you know, and it looks like they launch and boom, it takes off. Yeah. The reason why that happens is because they were already operating in that space. They were already doing the thing in another capacity, and then stepped out on their own to do the, you know, to do the same thing they were doing before. They're just now doing it for themselves. So they've already made a name for themselves as an expert in that, whatever that thing is. And so I think that's something that we don't need to discount, and that us as coaches need to do better about communicating with our audiences and with our clients, that there is, you know, there's no, first of all, there's no one size all approach fit, you know, mm-hmm. one size fits all approach to being successful in business and in life and in your career. There is no, you know, there's no such thing. It's a very individualized process that God has for us, or journey. And two, I don't remember what two was. Oh, I know, you know, being open about it. Like, we need to be much more transparent and vulnerable and open about what it really looks like, and show the behind the scenes, show the missteps that we've had, show the times that it didn't go right, you know, share that information with people so that they see the downs or the valleys along with those mountaintop highs.
Yeah. And so I have this like ongoing joke with the Lord, like I'm a little excited about the testimony, right? Because I see it, right? But right uh-huh. now, like, it's like some days it's really, really hard. You know, so while I'm really excited about the testimony that I'll be able to share, you know, from when, you know, just in the journey in general, I do tell the Lord, okay, I got the testimony. I'm ready. Like,
yes,
hit the switch and leave it up. Like, I'm good. Thank you. But I do agree with you that as coaches, consultants, any type of business owner, I think we have a responsibility to be able to share, you know, our experience from beginning to end. And I don't think we see or hear enough about that.
I agree.
You know, whether you're a coach or a consultant, or you start a retail shop, or, you know, you're selling some bundles, you know, there's a journey.
There is.
And your journey helps other people. And so if you keep it to yourself, it makes it difficult for other people to be able to profit from your experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I wanted to kind of draw out more about what you said, and I think it ties into this as well, is you were talking about you're going through a pruning process, and we all go through different seasons in our lives and in our businesses,
yeah,
where there are some times when we are in full on growth mode and things are happening, things are going, but then there's also seasons of winter where things have to die back and you have to do some pruning, you have to cut back so that you can go to the next level, so that you can grow it to a great, you know, to a greater than what you had before. And you know, no, it is not a comfortable experience. You know,
like, if just think about a plant being pruned, if they get how they go, ow, ouch, you know, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's literally a cutting away. It is not a fun process, but it is a necessary process. I was doing some research for my book that I'm getting ready to release, and one of the things that I read was about the particular chapter in the book is about capacity. How to increase your capacity. Mm-hmm. And what I discovered was that a grapevine will use all of its energy to stretch out.
Okay.
You know, it will stretch out. It will expand as much as it can. It will go on and on and on and on. If you don't prune it back, it will continue to just stretch out to take up more and more space. But what happens is, if you have, say, a 20-foot grapevine, only about 5 feet of that 20-foot vine will have grapes on it.
Okay.
Then you'll have another, like, 3 feet that will have leaves only, mm-hmm, or vice versa.
Right.
My numbers, don't quote me on my numbers.
Okay.
And then the rest of it, the remaining feet of the vine will be branch only.
Okay.
And so what happens is, if you don't prune back,
you just end up with the...
You end up doing a lot of things, being busy, stretching out, but it's not producing anything.
Yeah.
It's using energy.
That.
And you're just using your energy, spinning your wheels, doing a bunch of busy work, and it's not producing any fruit. And so a lot of times we have to, whenever you find yourself not seeing growth, not seeing fruit of the labor that you're doing, the work that you're doing, the effort that you're putting forth, then maybe it's time for you to reevaluate and cut back, come back. Okay, back up. Where is the last place I was? What was the last thing I was doing when things were fruitful, when things were working for me? And go back to that space and be, you know, and begin again from there.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring that out because I think that's a,
yeah,
I think that was a really good point that you brought up about, you know, about pruning. And I think it's something that my audience really needs to hear about, you know, that, yeah, it's not fun. It's not pretty all the time. There's going to be some times when the Lord is going to have you to, you know, cut some things off and drop some things and let some things go so that you can go forward even bigger, stronger, and better than before.
Right.
So,
yeah. And I think, you know, part of You know, the pruning process is, of course, you know, for me, it has and it continues to deepen and strengthen my faith. Mm-hmm. But it also sharpens your resiliency skills as well. Because as a professional or as a business owner, you know, there are going to be times when things don't go your way. Right. And so you have to know how to bounce back mm-hmm. and bounce back moving forward and not, right. You know, bounce back right into the same spot. Right. And so, you know, I think one of the strongest traits of successful people is really being able to understand and pay attention to, you know, your direction, what's happening. Like you said, is it being productive? And if it's not, being able to sort of redirect yourself, being able to bounce back when things don't go as planned or, you know, your expectations aren't met.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, if you study successful people, you know, typically successful people have that commonality.
Right.
They're able to lesson learn, apply it, you know, apply the lesson learned and then bounce back, you know, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And that's easier said than done.
Oh, yeah. Because we get bruised. Our egos get bruised. Yeah. Our feelings get hurt. You know, we're still human. You know, just because we come back, just because we bounce back, just because we continue to show up doesn't mean that you know, we don't bleed a little bit in the process.
Yeah, I got a bandage on my foot right now.
this conversation, this topic is a really good segue into the next question I have, which is, what are some of the things that you've had to overcome in order to launch out in your purpose?
For this particular business venture, because I was laid off from a job that I really, really, really loved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the data and the assessment demonstrated that the work that I was doing was really working in terms of employee satisfaction and employee engagement, employee retention. I created a leadership development program in that particular job that was designated as a promising practice by the National Association of City and County Health Officials, which is really
congratulations.
In the public health space. And, you know, so the layoff, and I didn't know this until I was a little down the line, you know, I had to go through a grieving process, and I still grieve a little bit, you know, even now it's been a year. I had to go through a grieving process, but at the same time, keep moving. And, you know, that's in anything that sort of dies, you know, whether it is a relationship, a friendship, you know, or if somebody in your, you know, a loved one actually passes away, you know, you go through that grieving process and you have to keep moving at the same time. And so I really underestimated the feelings of loss, because I not only, you know, lost that position, you know, I lost relationships, you know, daily relationships. Yeah. I had a, you know, fabulous, administrative assistant, you know, we were very, very close. We still keep in contact now, but just that daily sort of relationship. And so even the daily sort of routine of, you know, getting up and going to a place where I knew that I was, you know, making great strides, I just really underestimated, you know, sort of that feeling of loss. Mm-hmm. And so to combine that with the excitement of starting a new business, it kind of makes you feel kind of, you know, kind of lopsided. On one hand, you're really sad and grieving, and on the other hand, you're really excited about this new venture that you're launching into. And so just doing, you know, sort of starting and growing a business in the middle of grieving was something that I really underestimated.
Yeah. I imagine that there was a lot of mindset work that you had to do to kind of move beyond the grief to be able to move forward in the excitement of the new venture. What kind of things did you do to kind of to help you release the grief?
And so this is sort of the primal part of me is just as a single mom of two young men of color, you know, that within itself has a particular framework. Like you have to show up a particular way, day after day after day, so that when they get of age, they show up in the world in a particular place. And so I really pulled from the strength of being a single mom, the strength of being a single mom, because that too was a grieving process, right? That wasn't what I expected or sort of intended for my life, but it was the life that I lived for many, you know, for multiple years. And so you have to get up. You have to get up every day because they're watching.
Right.
You have to get up and move forward and be productive and demonstrate what it means to work hard because I'm it. I am what they're watching.
Yeah.
And so it was that experience that I used in this experience. Like I have to get up.
Right, right. That I got through before, I can get through again.
I have to get up. Like I what else am I going to do? I can't sit still and not be in action.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was, I don't know if that's mindset. I guess in a way it's mindset work. But I just found myself drawing from, you have to get up.
Yeah. I love that.
You're watching, you know, you like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, I love that. It, you know, and it the first time you said it, it just to me sounded almost like a mantra, you know, yeah, just that an inner self, you know, that self-talk that you have to do to whatever that phrase is or sentences, whatever you have to tell yourself to keep moving forward. And so I love that. I know you've mentioned a couple times already about your faith and how you need some knee pads.
Yes, yes.
And I knew exactly what you meant when you said that, you know, because you're spending so much time on your knees in prayer. How does your faith play a role in you running your business?
It is the concrete foundation of what my entire life and being is set upon. And let's see, I think when my oldest son turned 18, I don't know if you can see it. I don't know. No, I can't show it. But we have these tattoos on our forearm. It's just faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only tattoo I'll ever get. But it constantly brings me back to where I need to be to get up and to remember the promises of the Lord.
Yeah.
That, you know, I am the head and not the tail. And yeah. I will lend and not borrow. And that's certainly not what I'm living right now. But I know what I know, what I know, what I know.
Yeah.
And some days I know a little bit stronger than others.
I can't relate to that at all.
Some days I know a little bit stronger than others. Some days I'm like, you know,
I'm with you.
But there have been so many instances in my life that, you know, I can't explain how something happened.
That's just the goodness of Jesus.
I know I have lived it. I have two really quick stories to just demonstrate. So one is, you know, for a full athletic scholarship, for basketball, you typically have to travel around the country, you know, to show up in these tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how did that happen? Like, how did I, you know, get him here and get him? I mean, and we were everywhere. And my youngest son this summer, Kansas, Minnesota, South Carolina, like he was everywhere, you know, and how does that happen? Like, and I look up and travel season is, you know, April through July. And I look up and I'm like, but by the grace of God,
yeah.
You know, the other, you know, story that I have, example that I have is when I moved here, my car, the car that I had at the time, it was repossessed. And probably within a week, I got a check in the mail from my very first job. I had invested, you know, in 401k or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and had forgot about it.
Wow.
And this check comes in the mail that I'm totally not expecting. I don't have a car. And it's this huge check. And, of course, I take the check and go get us a new car and, you know, that kind of thing. And the car that was taken, you know, like it had some things wrong with it. And I'm driving around it and I'm like, how am I going to get these things, you know, fixed in the car? And we're just moving out of state and I'm starting a new job. And, you know, I was able to take that check and get an even better car,
mm-hmm.
a newer car. And, you know, in this particular situation that I'm in now with having been laid off, starting a business, it's been a year now. Like a lot of things have changed. I've lost a lot of things in the midst of growing and showing up in spite of.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm a child of God and he's going to take care of me. He has taken care of me. I have two exceptional young men that were raised by me. We weren't surrounded by family. We weren't surrounded by other, you know, great male role models. They are productive. They make good grades. They care about, you know, taking care of other people. They love the Lord. You know, I am just a walking, you know, like he will, he does, he can forever and ever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Yes. I love it. Standing on the foundation of the Word of God. You know, that is the one thing that holds up every aspect of your life. I totally agree with you and relate to that as well. Andrea, this has been, we could go on for hours.
Yes,
this is so good, but I know my audience would love to hear more from you. But let's go ahead and close out. The way that I like to close out my episodes is to have my guests to share their favorite quote or motto. What is yours?
I say this all the time to my son and my clients and to myself, and that is confidence and clarity comes from doing.
Love it.
Confidence and clarity comes from doing. And so when people are, you know, wanting to advance in their careers and aren't sure sort of where to start, you have to take a step. Like it's not going to happen if you stand still.
Yeah.
When you want to start a business or grow a business and you're not sure, or you're not sure that you can do it, you're not sure what step to take, take a step. It may be in the wrong direction, but you won't know it.
Right.
You do it. And so confidence and clarity comes from doing. It's something I say a lot.
I love it. I love it. I actually just posted something similar. The days run together. Recently, I just posted something, something similar on social media about clarity comes when you're in action or when you're in motion.
Yeah.
I totally ascribe to that same thought process. Before we close out, tell my audience, tell the listeners, how can they connect with you? What's the best place to connect with you?
Yes. And so for all of your listeners, I should say, that are, you know, gung-ho and interested in advancing in their 9-to-5, I am at Elite Coach Andrea on Facebook and Instagram. And LinkedIn. And for your listeners that are budding entrepreneurs, small business owners, I am at Dream Plan Go Biz on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, I will make sure to have links to all of your social media profiles in the show notes. So if you didn't catch all of that, then you can go to the show notes and just click the link and it'll take you there. Oh, Andrea, I have so enjoyed having you on the show. This has been a very rich conversation. I thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I am very, very, very grateful. And my heart is ecstatic that we were able to have this time together, my sister.
Well, I'll go ahead and close out with my own personal motto, which is to always live on purpose, pursue your passion, and unleash your power. See you next time.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would help me get the message of purpose and prosperity out to as many believers as possible. You can do this by sharing the podcast with another purpose pursuer or by leaving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until the next episode, Kingdom blessings.